Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for August 8th. I'm Jessica Dacey. It's 30 degrees in the Swiss capital Bern. The sun's out, and the place most people go to cool off is the emerald green Aare River that hugs the city. They go in their thousands.
Do you like hot weather like this?
Yeah, if it's not like in the city, then it's quite good. And if you have like options to cool off and to swim in a natural river and stuff, it's okay.
Mostly I stay inside and go out at the sun during the morning and the evening.
And what's too hot for you?
Too hot is over 30.
I don't like it too hot, so that I was pretty keen on living in Central Europe.
We don't have weather like this in England.
It's been the hottest July on record in Switzerland, the hottest June ever for our planet, and the hottest January to June worldwide. In Switzerland, temperatures peaked at 39.6 Celsius, or 103 Fahrenheit. Is climate change responsible?
The question here is, do these heat waves occur more often and more intense? And the answer is yes.
You'll hear more from climate expert Eric Fischer later in the program. The heat also got us wondering, what's been the coolest place in Switzerland this summer? Hello, could I speak to Urs Otst?
Yeah, you're speaking with Urs Otst. Yeah,
hello, nice to speak to you. So I'm calling the Sphinx Laboratory at the top of the Jungfrau Mountain. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Half of what you're doing is watching the weather. How far can you see from the weather station there?
If the site is clear and the air is dry, we can see to the Ballon d'Alsace in the Alsace in France. That's about 170 kilometers far away.
Is that why they call it the top of Europe?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
June and July had some of the hottest temperatures on record in Switzerland.
Yes.
When it was in the high 30s in cities, what would have been up where you are?
The highest we had was about 8 degrees.
So that's the heat wave up at the top of Europe.
That's the heat wave, yeah.
And is the snow melting at that temperature?
Oh, yes, it does.
And the coldest in the summer months?
The coldest in the air, it's difficult to say, during the night, minus 5 to minus 10.
Urs Otz from the Sphinx weather station at the top of the Jungfrau Mountain. Located at over 3,500 meters above sea level, it's also known as the top of Europe. Well, back down in the lowlands, this summer's heatwave has spelled disaster for farmers, with potato crops ruined and vegetables like iceberg lettuce and cauliflower imported to meet demand. It's the worst weather that farmer Stefan Müller has seen in four decades. All the carrots in his fields are too small and misshapen to sell. At his farm near Zurich, he pulls up a handful of thin, mini carrots.
They'll never become beautiful carrots. They're unsellable. So we're digging them all up and starting again. They're too dry. Time is the problem now. It's late in the season. We can only hope that the carrots will grow again quickly. Our 2 hectares of land usually yield 100 tons of carrots. 100 tons is a big loss.
And it's not just the crops that are suffering. Switzerland's prized dairy cows have been desperately short of water. The army has even stepped in, transporting water to farms. In fact, the army's hunt for water nearly sparked an international row when it lifted 53 cubic meters of water from a nearby French lake. The army later apologized to the French. Around 20,000 cows were in need of hydration when the airlift started, and army support was set to continue until mid-August. Swiss Info journalist Peter Siegenthaler visited farmer Christian Buren, who has a herd of around 70 cattle near Bern.
Cows can withstand temperatures up to 25 degrees fine, but after 25 degrees, they suffer from heat stress. With the current temperature of 30 to 35 degrees, the cow develops respiratory problems. They breathe so fast, it's like they have pneumonia because they cannot expel the heat.
The oldest cows are his biggest worry.
It's especially difficult for older animals in the afternoon when temperatures rise to 35 degrees. We have cows that are 10, 12 years old. For a dairy cow, that's already old.
Bern explains that his Red Holstein dairy cows are a strong breed and produce well above the average amounts of milk. But the better the breed, the more susceptible they are to stress, and they are definitely under stress, says the farmer. But the hot weather has proved to be a bonus for food scientists at Agroscope, an institute studying the science of vegetable production. For the first time in Switzerland, they've been able to grow a tropical plant normally found in Central America. It's the sweet potato. Normal potatoes react strongly to hot weather and can't grow big enough when temperatures exceed 25 Celsius. Here's Brice Dupuis, potato expert at Agroscope.
Year by year, with these kinds of extreme climate conditions, we have problems of production. And so the producers have to think about solution to avoid this kind of risk.
He says sweet potatoes wouldn't replace normal potatoes, but he does believe that with new growing techniques and the changing climate, it will finally be possible to have Swiss-grown sweet potatoes stocked in supermarkets.
The growers have to find solution to be able to produce a good quality of the traditional crops using different techniques and on another hand, to propose new things on the market and to have new income selling that.
Brice Dupuis there on the new thinking that farmers might have to adopt faced with climate change. You're listening to the Swiss Info program, and we're talking about the heat wave that's hit Switzerland and parts of southern Europe this summer. Researchers predict such heat waves will be more frequent in the coming years. Even President Obama raised the issue in announcing a new climate action plan for the U.S. this week.
Our climate is changing. It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion. It's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now. We can see it, and we can feel it. Hotter summers, rising sea levels, extreme weather events like stronger storms, deeper droughts.
So what's the role of climate change in all this? Zurich climate expert Eric Fischer has been studying heat waves for years. He joined me in the studio. Outside, it was a balmy 30 degrees. Inside the studio, a cool 21. First question, Eric. How do you cool off in a heat wave?
I usually jump in the river. I love the Aare River. I like the Limmat River in Zurich. So that's the usual thing. I actually very much like the recent hot temperature. I think a lot of young people do. Of course, there's many others that actually suffer from the heat. As an elderly person, it can really be harmful to you.
If we were in England, we'd probably have a different definition of a heat wave. What does it take for experts like you to upgrade hot weather to a heat wave?
But there's no universal definition. Usually what we consider a heat wave is a sequence of several days with temperature that are far higher than average for this specific location. So you're correct. A heat wave in Phoenix, Arizona is completely different to a heat wave in northern Scandinavia. And it's really what the people are used to, the temperatures they're used to, and also what the agriculture, for instance, is used to that can make the same a temperature, a heat wave or not. So in other words, a heat wave we consider generally a sequence of very hot days. In Europe, it usually takes several days to build up the heat. So usually a heat wave is something about a week or two. Whereas, for instance, in Melbourne, Australia, we can have a jump in temperatures up to 10 degrees within a day. And usually heat waves only last for 2-3 days, but can be excessively hot.
Okay, the last time Switzerland went through such a long hot spell was the summer of 2003. You studied that heat wave. It's called a mega heat wave, right?
That's correct, yes. 2003 was actually 4 to 5 waves of anomalously high temperatures, and the whole together made a really excessively warm summer. So we call that all together a mega heat wave. This summer, in July 2015, we had about 2 waves of heat, which made it an excessively hot month.
And what part does global warming play in this?
So first of all, heat waves have always occurred. So heat wave can occur without any human influence. And the second important thing is this heat wave was not caused by climate change or global warming. On the other hand, it would be a completely false conclusion that climate change has no impact on heat wave. The question here is do these heat waves occur more often and more intense? And the answer is yes. We have seen a trend to more intense and more frequent heat waves worldwide, but recently also, particularly in Switzerland, we have seen an intensification of heat waves and a clustering of more heat waves.
How often can we now expect these heat waves or mega heat waves to occur in the future?
So that depends on the warming and it depends on where you live. For Switzerland, our expectations are if there's business as usual, if we continue to emit greenhouse gas worldwide as we do currently, we would expect these same heat waves to occur every 2 or 3 years. I think one thing I want to point out, not everything gets more extreme. Not all kind of weather gets more extreme. That's often a confusion. It's the heat waves and the heavy rainfall we know most about. It may seem paradox that both rainfall and heat waves are going to increase with warming climate, but actually if the same weather we currently have occurs, that's exactly what we would expect. The same weather occurring in a warmer background climate would bring stronger heat waves, and because the atmosphere is also moisture, if it's warmer, it can carry more humidity, we also would expect a heavy rainfall to increase. But there are other things like hail in Switzerland or winter storms in Switzerland where we don't know enough about. And so it would be a false conclusion that every kind of type of weather becomes more extreme with a warming climate. What I could also say is it's not only been extreme in Switzerland, actually. It's Southern Europe and a bit of Western Europe that experienced strong heat waves this June and July. But it's also been the hottest June worldwide and the hottest first 6 months worldwide.
People generally seem to be enjoying the heat wave. What if scientists are saying these are going to happen more often and that's because of climate change?
Well, just bring it on. Enjoy it while it lasts. Who knows? It'll be cold again and then it'll be warm again and we don't know which scientists are right.
Yeah, it's not good, obviously. So it's not something that we were like, you know, party about to say, yeah, it's like big heat wave coming.
On one hand, you would say, oh my God, the climate has changed, but we are like a country that can like deal better with this than like other countries. If you would say the climate would change and you're like sitting like half meter below sea level, this could make you nervous.
So there's lots of open question what current climate could bring us. We're often surprised by the intensity of some extremes occurring in present day climate. So one of the ideas is actually we haven't even seen all the extremes that present day climate could throw at us, let alone what the future may bring. So actually, because we've only experienced 20, 30 years of a climate that is already 0.85 degree warmer than what it used to be, we don't know what, without even further climate change, what climate could bring us, what kind of weather extremes we should expect to see.
Eric Fisher there. When it comes to the future, we need to expect the unexpected. We have lots of climate stories in our climate change dossier at swissinfo.ch. Thanks to Peter Siegenthaler for his contribution to this program and to studio engineer Daniel Wheeler. I'm Jessica Dacey. Sun, 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 sun.